So now I'm going to fix the shrimp cheese steak, and you can just see me. 8 ounce meat, and now I'm gonna put like 7 big shrimp in the shrimp cheese steak. My name is Khurshid Zaman. This is Emmy's Food Palace, 2117 Edmondson Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, zip code 21223. I'm born and raised in Pakistani-controlled Kashmir. Kashmir is a disputed territory between India and Pakistan. The culture is very beautiful. The people are very beautiful. But unfortunately, the nation of Kashmir is separate due to Pakistan and India. I used to work as an investigative reporter for the Pakistani national newspaper. I used to publish my own newspaper as well, and I used to work on the corruption in different departments and stuff like that. And journalist life in Pakistan is really under danger. You can't freely write against the politicians. The journalists have to follow the governmental rules in order to write down anything if you still want to stay in the country. So that's why, I mean, I don't believe that kind of journalism. While you have an opinion, you are free to say anything, whatever opinion in your mind.
You must have known as a journalist that you were crossing that line then when you were writing those sorts of pieces. What went through you when you made that decision, when you sort of knew what the consequences could be?
Okay, let me tell you another interesting story. I was also part of a journalistic institute, and can you believe we've been attacked by the one department of the government? While we was there, they sent the people inside who scared the journalist, or who escaped, or who kidnapped the journalist either. Lot of them physically injured and hospitalized and stuff like that. Yeah, that's on the record. Once our journalistic institute is attacked by the government, if we keep moving with our freedom writing, so we might gonna get more trouble, maybe face in the prison. So that's why we escaped from there to go in other countries. This is the toughest time in your life when you have to leave your own country where you're born and raised. And I was really feeling really, really bad. I came to United States not by choice, but due to my circumstances, I came to United States, tried to save my life and my family, so that's why I'm here. I've been here now 18 years. I've been granted asylum. I'm a citizen of the United States now, and I feel free here. Overstuffed with the meat and shrimp, and now is ready to wrap. A little touch of peppers.
Do you ever regret the decision that you made to write those bold journalistic pieces that caused this path to happen for you?
No, sir, never. I'm the person who stick to my opinion always. No regret at all. Not at all.